Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing In Christ Alone, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message.
Hallelujah. All that culminates in the fact that God extremely loves us today. And He's asking us today simply for an extreme devotion to Him. Amen. I mean, when you consider the comments, the depth of the commitment, it's determined today by the amount that you're willing to pay for it. Amen. To succeed, you understand, you've got to be determined to give all your effort to things that you want to succeed at. If you're in business, you're going to give your business. You can't just show up at work once in a while. I mean, if you're doing things in life, you've got to devote yourself to have the element of success. And so the same thing and the same principle, but even more importantly, works in our spiritual life, that we should be giving God our all today. You know, the mentality of what's happened in the ranks of Christianity in the church today is, and we've let the world condition us to this point, that we're willing to give God our leftovers, our leftover talents, our leftover time, our leftover tithes, our leftover anything that we can find up to give to God in a leftover capacity. I'm going to tell you right now, don't be shoveling to God any of the leftovers in your life because He doesn't want them. God wants your life. He wants your devotion. He wants you to put Him first. Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And He said, all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Do you understand that when you serve God, you then become the recipient of the blessing that God has for you? You say, but it costs something to serve. But I'm going to tell you what, the rewards are far greater than the cost. The rewards that God pours out in your life because of your servitude, because you're serving, because you love Him, because you're dedicated to Him, because you know what God can do, and you know God will bless you. And let me tell you what, if He didn't bless you with nothing on this side, and to know what He's got laid up on the other side, it would still be worth it all. Amen. But I've always said if heaven was nothing but mud streets and a cardboard shack and Jesus was there, it'd still be good. Amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's no cardboard shacks and there are no mud streets. And praise God in heaven, there are no snow shovels in heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And no trucks to push it in your driveway and block you in. You've got to be willing to give all to receive from God. You have to be willing to give all, or you've got to be willing then to just give it up. In our world today, there's a great difference between Jehovah God and the God that men want Him to be. See, people want a lesser God. They want a God that they can pull out of a hat. They want a God that they can snap the fingers about. They want a God of convenience. They want a God that brings no commitment to their life. Let me tell you, that's not the God I serve. The Bible says that God is a jealous God. And He's not going to be pleased with your part-time service. He's not going to be pleased with you just giving Him parts and partials of your life. The Bible says that God says, I am a consuming fire. The Bible says of God, that thou shalt have no other God before me. And so therefore, in the life of people today, they want to receive God on the terms today that we want God to fit into our life. It's not God fitting into your life. It's God restoring and reconditioning and reviving your life today and letting you today be what God wants you to be, because anything else is less than. Living life the way that you want it is a lesser means of living. But I'm pretty consumed, Pastor, with time, and you know I stay pretty busy. Well, I know we do all those things, but I'm going to tell you what else we do too. We do what we want to do. And your want to be and your want to do should be to serve God. Not yourself, not your flesh, not the world. If we could learn to give God what we give the world, we give our employers and what we give everybody else, if we could learn to give God our all today, how amazingly blessed we would be. But see, we choose lesser things. We prioritize things, and unfortunately, we keep sliding God further down the scale until we finally get him to the edge of the cliff and we kind of give him a little push and kick him off. Because we just don't have time for God. You better start making time for him. You better start prioritizing him first and foremost in your life. Amen. 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 See, God today, we want to surrender to him as Savior, but when it comes to serving the Lord and putting him first in our life, we think, well, you know, I just really need to pray about that, Pastor. Oh, really? No, you just need to do it. Amen. Jesus asked Peter, he said, do you love me? Jesus is posing that same question to you and I. Those words are still reverberating in the atmosphere, but more importantly, they're still receptive in our hearts. Do you love me? Do you love me? Oh, Lord, you know I love you. God said, I'm not looking for your lips. I'm looking for your service. I'm looking for your heart. I'm looking for your dedication. I'm looking for your loyalty. I'm looking for you to be sold out. Jesus is saying, if you love me, then make what's important to him important to you. Amen. The shout went out of the meeting somewhere. Jesus is saying, give it all for the gospel. God is still and will always be the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said that. He has not changed his position. And we think, well, man, God was sure good in the Old Testament, good in the days of the Bible days. And you know what? The same God is still good today. And you'll really find out how good he is if you'll start serving him and loving him and living for him and be sold out to him. You'll find that, man, he's sweeter, as David said, than the honey in the honeycomb. Amen. This God wants to do something mighty in your life today. He has not changed. And let me just show you some things he has not changed his position on. He has not changed his position on abortion. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. I don't care what any court says. I don't care what any nation says. And I'm not being arrogant, cocky, or rude. I'm just being honest with you. And the fact is, I don't care what anyone says. Abortion is still murder. Abortion is wrong. God has never sanctioned it. God will never sanction it. And when these places like Planned Parenthood and governments are funding things like that, let me tell you what. It's a sham and a shame upon our nation that we would even entertain and do something of that caliber. Amen. God has not changed his position today on what a lie is. That's one reason I stopped listening to these jerks, politicians, excuse me. Well, same difference. I don't want to hear the lies, bless God. And I don't have to hear the lies when I've already got the truth. Amen. I tell you who my selection is, who's been my selection all along. It's Jesus. Amen. Because you'll never go wrong with him.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, he is Lord.